Good day, and welcome to the Fairfax County News to Use podcast. Coming up, learn about Channel 16's upgrade to high definition, the Conservation Assistance Program, flu vaccine, a telephone support group, the next safety seat Saturday, and what's on this month's edition of County Magazine. Links to topics mentioned in this podcast can be found online at fairfaxcounty.gov. In the past year, Fairfax County Government Channel has made several major changes to improve the quality and manner viewers receive its content. In August 2015, cameras and switching systems in the board auditorium were converted to high definition. In September, Channel 16 was upgraded to high definition on the Cox cable system. And in October, streaming and on-demand services were improved to provide cross-platform viewing of video on all devices, so you can now view Channel 16 in high definition on Cox 1016 and use the video on-demand service on mobile devices, including iPhones, iPads, and similar tablets. Find out more about Channel 16 online at fairfaxcounty.gov/cable. Does your condo or homeowners association lose money each year from leaky buildings, outdated lighting, or appliance dinosaurs? Well, the Fairfax County Conservation Assistance Program can save you money and energy. Matching funds are available for eligible projects. You just need to apply by January 31st. To find out how, go to fairfaxcounty.gov/NVSWCD/CAP. That's fairfaxcounty.gov/NVSWCD/CAP. The Fairfax County Health Department encourages everyone age 6 months and older to get a flu vaccine as soon as possible. Vaccine is now available at health department clinics, your doctor's office, in addition to pharmacies and grocery stores throughout the community. An annual flu vaccine is the best way to protect against the flu, which can cause serious illness. Now, when enough people get vaccinated, we achieve what's called community immunity, which stops the spread of flu and protects vulnerable people in our community. In addition to getting a flu vaccine, you can help prevent the spread of germs that cause flu by washing your hands often, covering your coughs and sneezes, and staying home from work or school when you're sick. Learn more about flu prevention, community immunity, and where to get a flu vaccine by visiting fairfaxcounty.gov/hd/flu. Fairfax County's free family caregiver telephone support group meets by phone on Tuesday, January 12th from 7 to 8 p.m. Anyone who provides any level of care for a frail adult is welcome to participate. The group is moderated by a licensed social worker who's always happy to answer questions about local services. You can register beforehand at fairfaxcounty.gov/olderadults and click on Telephone Caregiver Support Group. If you need more information, call 703-324-5484. The Fairfax County Sheriff's Office will hold the next safety seat Saturday on Saturday, January 23rd from 8 to 11 a.m. in the public parking garage at the Fairfax County Public Safety Center, 10550 Page Avenue in Fairfax. Now, specially trained and certified sheriff's deputies will help parents and caregivers ensure that a child fits securely in the safety seat and that the safety seat fits securely in the vehicle seat. So bring your vehicle, safety seats, and your child, too, on January 23rd. For more information, visit fairfaxcounty.gov/sheriff. On the January edition of County Magazine, you can witness a tribute to the good works of former Mount Vernon District Supervisor Jerry Hyland and Sully District Supervisor Michael Fry. Also learn how a generous grant is bringing cutting-edge technology to computer clubhouses. Explore historic Clifton in celebration of the 50th anniversary of the National Historic Preservation Act. County Magazine airs on Channel 16 throughout the month, Mondays and Tuesdays at 6:30 p.m., Thursdays at 10:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday afternoons at 3:30. County Magazine can also be seen on your computer with live video streaming or anytime with video on demand. Learn more online at fairfaxcounty.gov and search Channel 16. Finally, join Fairfax County on Facebook at facebook.com/fairfaxcounty, and you can also follow us on Twitter for key updates from across county government at twitter.com/fairfaxcounty. That's all for this News to Use podcast. We appreciate you listening. For more information about the topics in this podcast and for news updates, visit fairfaxcounty.gov/news. You also may call 703-FAIRFAX. That's 703-324-7329, weekdays between 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. or email publicaffairs@fairfaxcounty.gov. Thanks for listening to News to Use, produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government.